This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
A great paint job can transform a project, but a bad paint job, well, that can be disastrous. This is Ask This Old House. I'm Chris Ermides. You've definitely seen one. A recently painted house that looks great, but quickly starts to bubble up or peel. It's an eyesore, and it can lead to a lot of problems. Jake and Jen know what I'm talking about. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Doing good.
So you guys moved into a house a few years ago in Fairfield, Connecticut, and I'm guessing it was freshly painted when you went to the open house. Am I right?
It looked beautiful.
So what happened?
Well, I would say in the last year or so, it has gotten where all the trim work and all the doors, the paint is peeling off, not flaking, but peeling off in these rubberized sheets and leaving a mess all over the floor that the kids are getting into and the dog is getting into. And okay. It just, all the millwork looks terrible.
It seems to show up the most where there's the most traffic. You know, the windowsills and the downstairs and like the bathroom door and things like that. Some of it, I'd say, started fairly soon after we moved in.
6 months?
Six months to a year, maybe. But those high traffic areas have gotten worse since then.
Okay. And you have how many kids?
Two.
One is three. He just turned three yesterday. And then we have a three-month-old.
Oh, happy birthday to both of them. Nice.
Thank you.
That's awesome. How old is the house? What year was it built?
1926.
What do you like about it? Like, what drew you to the house?
We like houses that are older houses that have some charm. We were living in upstate New York and had to relocate for my job. And we had a 1700s house up there that, you know, was full of charm and quirks. So we didn't want to move into something that was new without some of those unique features.
So did the previous owners paint?
I think so, because they left the paint cans down in the basement, and you could tell that they were just ordered right before the house went on the market. Everything was freshly painted, potentially to cover up what we don't know, but it was definitely given a fresh coat of paint before being sold.
Do you get the sense that the layer under the peeling paint is the original paint and possibly lead-based?
It looks like there may be a few layers there, so I don't think the lead paint is coming off.
Okay.
But we haven't tried to chip off any of those harder layers underneath to have them tested.
Yeah, I mean, at that age, hopefully there are some layers ahead of it. How prolific is this issue?
It seems like it's most of the millwork in the house.
Everything.
Every room.
Can't tell. I mean, the crown molding doesn't get any sort of, you know, no one touches it. So I don't know if it goes that far. But, you know, windowsills, baseboard, doors, and pretty much every room of the house
upstairs
is like that.
Upstairs and downstairs, the upstairs bedroom and bathroom door is probably the worst. Our three-year-old actually pulled a decent size, maybe 6-inch sheet off the other day.
Wow.
I feel like we vacuum constantly.
Every day,
just smart. To get these little, and it sticks to the floor because it's so rubbery. It'd almost be better if it was more flaky. You could clean it up better, but it sticks to the hardwood floor, especially if it's kind of humid. So, you know, you're going around with your little nail trying to pick off these rubberized vinyl-y pieces of paint daily.
Yeah, well, that might be a good thing because it means it's probably newer latex paint. So, how game are you to tackle this issue yourselves? Is this something that you want to do?
Yeah, definitely. I really don't want to have to tear it out to replace it. So I'm hoping it's something that I can just go, or we can go room by room and resolve it in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to release any lead dust into the air. So I didn't want to try to sand it or use a heat gun on it. But I also, you know, I don't want to go through all the steps to try to remediate it, you know, to try to get that paint off, only to fail and have it come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I want it to be safe for our kids, but I also want the fix to last.
Sure. You guys plan on staying there for a while?
Yeah, that's the plan.
don't you wish you could go through an open house and just sort of like tap things here and there and maybe like go to a closet and poke a little spot and see if you can make any of this happen? I bet you're going to do it in your next house.
Next time.
I feel like every time you buy a house, you walk through and you think of different things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how is the water pressure in the showers, or how is things that, you know, you might not think of the first time through?
Yeah. Yeah, you get better each time.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys have an awesome house besides the peeling paint. And we'll get our expert, Mara Enrique, to help you figure it out.
Awesome.
Thanks, you guys.
That'd be great. Thank you.
After the break, we'll see if our painting expert, Mara Enrique, can get these chips sorted.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. When you want the best, you have to act fast, especially when hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds top talent fast. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Spotify. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to fixing a bad paint job, Mauro Enrique is our guy. Let's get him on the line. Hey, Mauro, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We good. Cranking it up, man.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that you're busy and that things are going well.
Yeah.
So here's what's going on. All right, Jen and Jake moved into a house that was built in 1926, and the entire interior had recently been painted. So it looked great for a while.
Okay.
But here's the problem. They've been there for a few years, and now the paint is peeling off all the doors and trim, and it's coming off in big rubberized sheets.
Wow.
And as you can imagine, it looks terrible. And they've got two little kids, so they're also worried about safety if one of the kids picks up a piece of paint and decides it looks delicious. So they could really use your help.
It's a serious thing. Yes, yes. By the age of this house, 1926, it's more likely that they have some lead paint in the house. If the house was built before 1978, yes, it's 100% you carry lead paint inside your doors and even some on the walls. If the paint is peeling badly, like you said, usually for older houses like that, you will have oil-based paint throughout the house, on your trim, on your doors, on your baseboards. By the way, the paint is peeling in big sheets. They put like water-based acrylic paint on top of oil-based paint. The way to correct this now, they should test some of the trim and the doors for lead paint.
Okay.
They can go to their local paint store. 3M has a kit that is very easy to use. It's approval by EPA. If they get tested for lead paint and that comes positive, they should either hire a professional that is licensed and they can do the work for them, or they can do it themselves. But they really need to be very careful, because if they have small kids in the house or pets, dog, cats, they should be really careful before they do any work. Just test for lead paint. And if they do have lead paint, I would say more like yes. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of work, but that's the only way to do it, is like remove all this paint, the existing, probably the water-based latex paint, and start over again.
Okay. So let's just break this down a little bit, because you and I discussed this about my house, and it seems like it's pretty much the same situation. There's essentially a latex layer of paint over an oil-based paint that they didn't prep properly?
Basically, this happens a lot on older houses and people are trying to sell it. It's quite a bit of work for you to reverse the process. The easiest way to do, you get, like we talk about a lot of this, the bonding primer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you love your bonding primer.
Oh, man, that's my, you know, that's my go-to. You know, that's my hero.
I've been waiting for it. I've been waiting for it. I've been waiting for it.
That primer fits on every situation critical, like the ones with the lead paint that, you know. And the good about this primer is that you don't even have to sand it, the surface, in order to apply the primer. Unless there's some, you know, imperfections that you have to patch or do a little slightly sand. But if the trim looks good, just go right on with the primer. And then let it dry for at least 24 hours. And then you can go on top of any kind of type of paint, especially, you know, the water-based paint, latex paint. That is the easiest way to go on top of oil-based paint.
So the bottom line is you can't paint directly over oil-based paint with latex.
Cannot.
Okay. And how do you figure out, if you have an old house, how can you tell if that's oil-based paint or not?
There's an easy way to do it. You know, you get a little bit of acetone. Just rub it on. If the paint comes right off, it's water-based latex paint. Okay. If it doesn't do anything right away, that's an oil-based paint.
All right, getting back to the lead issue. So it seems that a previous owner painted over the lead paint with an oil-based paint.
Okay.
But is it possible that the layer under the peeling latex paint is lead paint?
In order for you to find out exactly if you have lead paint or not, you're going to have to dig it out a little bit, and you have to go all the way down to the bottom, the first coat of paint that was applied to the surface.
Got it.
You don't just scrub a little bit and you make your test right there. You have to go all the way down to the first coat of paint down to bare wood.
Okay, got it.
Then if, you know, you rub it on, if there comes like a little pinkish reddish, that's a positive you get paint.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's not fun.
You know, every house that we go for, ask if there's any old paint, old trim to be working on. That's the first thing we do.
Yeah.
Even on my jobs, if I go to a house that was built before 1978, if we're doing interior work or even exterior work, the first thing we do before we put hands on is test for lead.
Right. So let's say they've tested it and they've figured out that it's simply oil-based paint at that layer.
Right.
What are the steps?
Well, first of all this paint has to be removed. They can remove with a putty knife. They can also have like a hand scraper, and they can scrape nice and easy. And all this paint needs to be removed in order for them to start a new paint job.
Down to the oil-based layer, right? Not down to the wood.
No, not down to the wood. Down to the previous paint job. And then they will have to clean up the surface, house detergent or soap, and just wash the whole thing. Wash it off. And then they can lightly sand, just get like a 220 paper, just lightly sand by hand. If they have access to one of those power sand, which is hooked up to a HIPAA vac, that's a big help.
Okay.
They can use one of those. If they don't have one, they can rent one.
Okay. But don't use a power sander without having it hooked up to a HEPA vac.
No, don't use a power sander. If you're going to do it by hand, just make sure that you wear mask, goggles, all the gear that you need to, you know, to start prepping your house.
Okay.
And then after that, like I said, wash everything, let it dry, and start with your primer.
Bonding primer. Wait 24 hours and then put the finish coat on that?
If you're doing white most of the time with a good high quality paint, you can get away with one color if the white is the color for the final one. If there's some colors, then you wait the 24 hours, apply the first coat. Usually the paint dries in, you know, 4 to 5 hours, and then you're ready, just, you know, ready to put the second coat.
You like to sand between coats?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And that's just to knock down any, like, imperfections?
Yeah, knock down any little dust that sticks on the paint or the primer.
Okay.
And also make it a good adhesion for the following coat to work well.
All right. Well, thanks, Mauro.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jake and Jen will be able to tackle this and have their house looking great again.
It's fun. It's fun. Painting is fun. Once, you know, once they understand a little bit about what's going on, then they can tackle this job very easy.
Hey, Mauro, you want to know what's not fun?
What?
Prep.
Hey, 75% to 85% is prep.
I know.
I call it prep, paint.
Thanks, Mauro.
All right, you're welcome.
Now, just a reminder, if your house was built before 1978, you really need to follow some lead-safe practices, because there could be lead paint there. The best thing to do is check the EPA's website at epa.gov/lead. You can find out more under the Renovation, Repair, and Painting Program section. Got a long overdue project at your house? Submit your project at askthisoldhouse.com. Ask This Old House is produced by Catherine Fenelosa at Rococo Punch. Production support from Sarah Chase. Thanks to Jake and Jen Mosley and Mauro Enrique. If you want to let us know what you think of the show, send us an email, ask@thisoldhouse.com. I'm Chris Hermides. See you next week.